from deregulation to national guarantor in a blink. What we're seeing in the midst of America's financial crisis is a crisis not so much of confidence as it is of ideology, for the crisis has its birth in an economic outlook that has been ascendant for generations. I speak of the idea of deregulation, championed by former President Ronald Reagan, who became symbolic of the shrink government movement. His reign marked the coming of age of the so-called conservative movement, built on principles, ostensibly at least, of reductions in government, expansion of free markets, lower taxes, and strengthened nationalism, usually by military means. Although this has primarily been a Republican agenda, Democrats, like neoliberal President Bill Clinton, have hewn closely to this formula, hence his claim to be a new kind of liberal. At the heart of this philosophy has been trust in the blind hand of the market, with a distaste for the heavy hand of regulation. As such, both relatively recent incarnations of political parties have had a deregulation bent and depended on the market to set the economic beat of the nation. This has necessitated the rise of a kind of political deception, explained by scholar and critical resistance activist Ruth Gilmore as anti-state, state actors. In the 2007 book, The Revolution Will Not Be Funded, Gilmore notes, "Strangely, then, we're faced with the ascendance of anti-state, state actors, people and parties who gain state power by denouncing state power. Once they have achieved an elected or appointed position in government, they have to make what they do seem transparently legitimate. And if budgets are any indication, they spend a lot of money, even as they claim their shrinking government. Prison, policing, courts, and the military enjoy such legitimacy. And nowadays, it seems to many observers as though there was never a time things were different. Years of governance by these anti-state, state actors has seen the growth and expansion of government by leaps and bounds. The prison industrial complex is now the largest on earth, while the military has been engaged in dubious occupations, which closely resembles security services for the oil industries. And the market is about as free as the U.S. was during slavery. As deregulation crumbles, the state emerges as the guarantor of corporate profits, where tax dollars are used to replace sour business deals choking with bad paper. While unemployment, foreclosures, homelessness, and repression evokes little more than a sneer, let the market feel failing stocks, or let banks stumble and the deregulators come running to save their betters. Need loans? Need a bailout? Need a buyout? Nothing is too much for the well-to-do, and your money is necessary to protect them. This is socialism with a wicked twist. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.